I always see opportunities, you know, for efficiencies. Maybe to give an example, was a frustration for me on the commission this last term, is the joint maintenance facility that we built. And that was to get efficiencies because these operations were spread out all over the city. The equipment was all over. So it said, well, we put this all together. We spend these millions of dollars and build this facility. We're going to be more efficient. But yet there wasn't one efficiency put in the budget to reflect that. And, you know, I was saying, that's crazy. You know, in the private sector, we wouldn't build a new facility and not have any savings. In fact, they requested to increase the budget because of, you know, cultural issues between staff and needing an extra HR person. You know, fortunately, I didn't win that fight, and that got added. But I see us being able to, you know, attack that. The other thing is you need three votes. That's what it usually matters, is if you have three votes, all sorts of things can happen. When I ran the first time, when Butler won, Lauren Pepper was already on the commission. And before we were elected, it was saying, oh, there's going to have to be a huge tax increase. Suddenly, after that election, there wasn't a need for that tax increase anymore. But I do have a new strategy to apply this time. Before, we argued more about some line items in the budget. And this time, I think I'm going to attack it more from the review process, putting goals in for our one employee, the city manager, that have to do with efficiencies, that have to do with programs to bring savings back. And that's what I had when I worked. I had a large organization. I usually had a goal of a few million a year that I had to save, and even every employee had some goal based on, you know, their level of responsibility. So I think this time around, that's how I'm going to attack it.